שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מן המקורות בנושא.
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts on the topic of faith above reason. You can find the selected materials by clicking the study materials tab in the Yervut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson.
אנחנו צריכים להגיע לכוח הבינה.
Yes, we have to come to the force of Bina, above the force of Malchut, the forces of Bestol, all the way up to the force of love even. This is our work, this is what we have to do, this is what is required of us. We have two paths, either the path of light or the path of suffering. That we can check, or as Baal Sulam writes, typically the path lies somewhere in the middle between the two, not the path of Torah, not the path of suffering, but the path of the land, the middle. To the extent we're capable, we're trying to rise above the path of suffering to the path of light, the path of Torah, in prayer, in the connection between us, and so on and so forth. And this is how it works until the end of correction. Meaning we've come out with you to a path leading to the end of correction. On the way here, we'll discover various stages, various different states, but they will all be on the way from within reason to faith above reason. We will always have to look for ways to rise higher in the force of bestow, the force of faith, and of course in the stages we go through, we'll understand better why the Creator did it this way. So we'll have such a world.
And
he supplied help in the form of the broken humanity and a broken group and the obligation for avut, mutual guarantee, and other things along the way. We'll see how all of it is necessary, all of it is organized, so we would go through these stages. These stages are the degrees in which later we will discover in them the potsufim, the sfirot, the worlds, until we get to the world of Ein Sof, where everything connects, everything accumulates into one system. And what I want to say is to therefore relate to what we're studying, not like the previous topics where we went through one topic, then went through a second and third topic. And we spent a year or two like that.
In
learning these disparate, separate discernments, now it's all adding up toward the attainment of faith above reason, and we have to understand that this is the topic. Let us go and merge with it, connect with it, rise thanks to it. The Creator will be revealed from our advancement in it. And that's how we'll understand and feel the degrees we need to take to rise towards Bina, and from Bina to Keto. And that's how we advance. And therefore, we need as much as possible to try to be incorporated with the topic itself, to see yourself, a person should see himself each time as trying to incorporate into it, integrate with, connect with, understand and feels all the details that exist in this topic. For the time being, let's continue.
So we're reading selected excerpts on the topic of faith above reason. We're in item 22. We must know that it is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is, to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he's happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality? And he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive. At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go in the work with his eyes shut and will not need anything and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally. But since he cannot overcome his body, he asks the Creator to help him win the war against the inclination.
To such an extent that in any state, however bad, he will remain in what the Creator is doing with him, and that's how he advances. And of course, from above, they'll arrange for him more and more difficult states, and he will need to receive help from above, the light of Chassadim, the force to overcome, to resist. So he'll be able to justify the situation, because this situation is raising him each time more and more above his will to receive, above his ego. It gives him the force of Bina, force of faith above reason. And then there will be a big gap between reason and above reason, between Malchut and Bina. And there he begins to attain the qualities of faith above reason and to understand creation that is built from these two forces, reason and faith above reason. Reason and faith, yes.
Rav, is there a difference between whether one can overcome or he can't, but he justifies what's better?
So how does he justify it?
Justifies that even though he cannot overcome, it comes from the Creator, and he can't overcome it and make some other action. He justifies the Creator.
I don't get it. How can you justify the Creator without overcoming one's reason, when the reason depicts a bad state he's in, and so on and so forth? It could be some temporary thing, but it can't be either above reason or below reason or within reason. You're probably talking about something intermediary, not so well clarified, scrutinized.
Buenos días, querido Rab. Rab, cuando en el grado de Binah dice que debemos contentarnos
good,
con poco.
Good morning. Good day, Rab. It says that we have to settle for little. What does it mean to be content with little in terms of Binah?
Lo rotza lekabel shum davar.
Binah does not want to receive anything.
Rotza
Rather, it wants to be satisfied with what it has. That's how this definition works. And that's why we need to understand that a person that comes to the degree of Bina, that wants to rise above, he doesn't demand anything in his will to receive. And the Creator then can show him, disclose to him an entire world. But a person needs to derive strength, of course, from the Creator also, such that with these forces, he does not require any fulfillments for himself. Rather, only to give contentment to the Creator. And he can give contentment to the Creator by being satisfied with little. Whatever he's got, he's happy about it. That's the first degree of entering the spiritual world. We rise above our ego. We don't make any calculations with respect to what we have inside of it, inside our ego. Rather, as much as we can be above it. For instance, again, this guest and the host. The guest is sitting at the host's table, and the host is putting before him various beautiful dishes. And the guest feels that he's got a desire for it, on the one hand. On the other hand, he does not want to use it the usual way, according to his desire, meaning it doesn't follow his reason. He wishes to rise above his reason. And he wants to relate to the host above his reason. Meaning, if he had no reason, if he had no desire, he wouldn't be able to relate to the Creator. What are you going to relate to him with? But specifically, because he has a desire to receive from the host, this is the beginning of his connection with the host. If he will place a restriction over it, I don't want to receive from myself, and I wish to resemble the host. So he's letting me. How much can I give him? I can give him on the condition that, one, I receive nothing back from him, and I will certainly not receive anything from him. Two, I begin to receive from him from the smallest pleasures all the way up in order to bestow. And that's how I build myself relative to the host. I give him pleasure the way he wants to give me pleasure. And all the way to the highest point where we can be in equivalence. I to him and him to me. And then a person wishes to reach balance, to receive as much as possible in order to bestow to the host. And then he's constantly in this calculation.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
According to what I understood, even though I don't, only when I don't want anything for myself, then I receive.
No, when I want nothing for myself, I have an opportunity not to receive anything. And beyond not receiving anything for myself, I develop an ability to bestow to the Creator, to eat for Him, for His sake, because I feel I'm going to do this huge favor to Him. Like with the story of the host and the guest. And I begin to open up in myself a desire to receive from the smallest measurement as much as possible, to enjoy more and more in my will to receive for the sake of the host. And then my calculations are spiritual.
And then whatever I receive, I pass back to the host.
What does it mean to pass, to return to the host? You can't pass his pleasures. the fact that I enjoy myself, but in these vessels where I wish to delight the host, this is the meaning of passing it to him.
Then I can enjoy without guilt and...
Of course, as much as you receive from the host, you bestow more. Then the shame or the guilt becomes is glory, and reception becomes bestowal.
I understood. It's beautiful. Thank you, Rav.
Ita 4.
Rav, che cosa significa quando hai detto ricevere dei piccoli piaceri per raggiungere?
What's the meaning of what you said, receiving small pleasures so as to bring contentment to the Creator?
We start with small pleasures because the created being is not certain. He can make a calculation over the big pleasures, and that's the order. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. I don't jump straight to the main course. I start with where I can confidently make a calculation. And from the, in the beginning, I have no ability to make a calculation over any kind of pleasure. That's why I scrutinize, I sort it, and I choose the smallest pleasure over which I can make a calculation. And I slice a tiny piece of it, and I taste this pleasure. As much as I can feel the greatness of the host, and only for the sake of the greatness of the host, am I tasting it, and I begin to build in me a new vessel for receiving the pleasure. I begin to build in me a vessel that resembles the Creator. And here it turns out that the way the Creator feels pleasure in bestowing to the creature who is me, which is to bestow to the Creator. And by that, we begin to enter into equivalence with Him. So already here, we discover a certain connection between the Creator and me. I to my beloved to me. And this new discernment, where we truly connect and embrace, and we feel one another, we generate here a new reality called dvikut, adhesion. Connection all the way to adhesion, even in the smallest portion. This is already the first degree of spiritual attainment, and later more and more. But it's all on the condition that I go with faith before reception. And this is called faith above reason.
Okay.
Can I ask another question?
Quindi entrare nel primo grado spirituale, come tu hai accennato prima, e quando
the entrance to the first spiritual degree, as you said before, has to do with this inner revolution within us, that we no longer use our five senses, we begin to use our spiritual senses, meaning that we do no longer receive pleasure from receiving to ourselves, but like we felt pleasure from self-reception, now we begin to feel pleasure from giving to others. That's the revolution?
Yes, that's truly the revolution, the inversion. We're not in it yet because this has to do with receiving in order to bestow. We're not in it yet. But you can say a few words about it, but I wouldn't want to get into it in earnest because we still lack the examples and the vessels. Just talk about what it means, Bina above Malchut, faith above reason, bestowal, that's more important than reception. That's it.
Turki 1.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, What will help me the most to have the faith above reason over my desire to receive? Where should we start here?
From how we need to read throughout all of our free time, all these verses that we're learning in the morning lesson. Read it, read it, read it, and although we don't clearly understand what's written there, or we may disagree, it has nothing to do with agreeing or disagreeing. I have to read it. Why? There's a great deal of spiritual force in it. And that's what I want to be influenced by. So it doesn't matter if I understand it more or less, what is written in these verses. Rather, what's important is that the force that is concealed in them, this force will influence me. And that's what I want. And that's how we shall advance. It takes time. And the fact that you still don't understand what it's talking about, and I get it. And it will take time before you begin to feel anything in it. But it's a path. It's through confusion, difficulties. But you will go over it and acquire a new mind and feeling from the Bina, from the degree of bestower, from the quality of the Creator. So in such a way, gradually, the force of the Creator will be conceived in you, the upper force, according to the degree of conception of the force of the Creator in you, you'll be called Adam, from the word dome, similar to the Creator. And without this force of Bina, of faith within us, we are called beasts. It is written everyone is like beasts because we're not better than the animate degree. Okay, good.
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from 10. How should one come to pray to help one's friend? What is this prayer?
A prayer for his friend means that I'm trying to reach bestowal, and my bestowal is when I wish to reach a state where the success of the friends is more important to me than my own personal success. This is the meaning of praying for one's friend. If we are in the force of Bina, Bina is like Ima, like mother. We wish to bestow to everyone, to give everyone. And this is our desire, this is what's pressuring us, and we're about to explode, just like the cow, that more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed, and that's how we need to understand the force of bestowal that needs to begin to impregnate us.
Tu dis que nous construisons un kli, alors qu'hier encore nous avons entendu que nous n'avons pas encore de kli, et que la prière est de lui demander un kli. Peux-tu nous expliquer ça, Toda?
You say that we build a kli, But yesterday we've learned that we still don't have a kli, and through the prayer we need to ask for the kli. Can you explain?
Of course we lack any vessel. The vessel is a deficiency, so we do not have a deficiency to bestow. We are all working so that the will to receive, the deficiency to receive that we had, and perhaps still have, will grow smaller and smaller until we feel that we barely have any deficiency. Not today, the day after tomorrow, and the day after that. Meaning, in terms of in time, in the near future, we hope that we will feel that our will to receive is satisfied with more and more, with only necessary things, and it doesn't pull us in any direction, it's only to exist, to survive. And that's for the time being. It will come, it will renew itself later, but for the time being, that's how it is. And in its place, I don't know, I'm seemingly in a state where nothing is, seems attractive to me. And then gradually, when I have nothing to yearn for, I begin to understand that this is, in fact, the state from which I can begin to yearn to bestow to the Creator. Since if I don't have any desire of my own, then I can bestow to the Creator. And from that, I'll begin to develop in faith above reason. This is the beginning. Spoke about it over the past, the course of the past week, maybe longer.
Buongiorno Rav. Una domanda. La decina arriva insieme allo stato di Binah? Ci deve arrivare per forza insieme? Oppure possono arrivare...
Does the ten come to the quality of Binah together? Has to happen together? Or some of the friends might get there first and then help the other friends get there?
Yeah, we don't advance equally. Rather, each one is different from his friends, but in total, our advancement depends on all of us and on what we receive from above, the force of help from above. Therefore, we cannot determine who is more, who is less, when, how. Rather, we should only try to, in our connection, to pray to the Creator to help us reach connection between us, mutual bestowal, and accordingly from our bestowal, to bestow to Him. And where and when will one be more than others or less than others? In truth, in a group, it's not that important. It depends on the root of the soul of a person. It depends on many elements in which we have no say whatsoever. Because imagine, we are a single cell that exists among many other parts like it. Among millions of parts, perhaps billions of parts like this cell. And we need to develop, but our development depends not only on us, but on this entire environment we're in, where we exist between such tents. Hence, we don't need to pay much attention to it and consider it because we lack the vessels of communicating. Rather, we simply need to advance as it's written in the verses. Okay?
Unity 2.
Доброе утро. Вот вы сказали, что мы должны форму нашей связи.
Good morning, Rav. You said that.
На практике я раскрываю, что.
А я ничего не слышу, что ты говоришь.
I can't hear anything what you're saying.
Слышно плохо.
I hear very badly.
Медленнее. Как мне прийти к тому, что мое намерение?
I'll try slower. How to reach a state where my intention is similar, identical to that of the Creator?
На практике у меня в мыслях правильное намерение, когда я пытаюсь реализовывать, оказывается, что я хочу украсть у товарищей, у Рава, у Творца, у всех.
In my thoughts, I think that my intention is correct, but it actually turns out that I want to steal.
Пиши сначала перед собой, а потом спроси.
I don't understand what you're asking. You have a good tendency, a good desire, but think about the questions. Your questions are not properly formulated. Write them down before you and then ask. Read from what's written. This helps organize, formulate the question properly.
Good morning, Rav. A question from my ten, but
it's good morning, Rav.
Topic. Can I ask?
No, tishal ma asot.
Ask. What can you do?
Thank you. If all reality is inside of me, then my friends are also inside of me. Therefore, does it mean that loving the friends means loving myself?
No, because you don't feel it, that they're all in you. For the time being, you feel yourself the way you feel yourself and others outside of you. So don't disconnect from this reality that you're feeling, otherwise you will imagine that you're already at the end of correction. When you begin to change the way you perceive reality, you'll see how these things change. We shouldn't mix imagination and reality. You should live in reality.
Kiev, one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот когда ты находишься в слиянии с товарищами, с Творцом, то что
за... Yes, dear Raf, when you are clinging to the friends, connecting to the Creator, what causes you to get pleasure?
Also to extend it to them, from bestow in order to bestow, or to go to receive in order to bestow, because by receiving, you can then pass to them everything you are receiving. This is an extension of bestowal, except you're already using your vessels of reception. This is called Gadlut.
You said that you start to cut slices from that pleasure. How do you see that it's already sliced? And
we gradually acquire it according to the influence of the upper light on us. When the light influences us, we see more accurately, clearly, what it means to receive, what it means to bestow, and then we don't get confused there anymore. But right now, we still haven't obtained the lights that will scrutinize us, sustain us. And this lies ahead of us. Mark 6.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. In the excerpt we read, it's talking about two states, to settle for little feeling and mind, which is already a spiritual degree, to go with eyes shut.
You can say it.
What is the emphasis of walking with eyes shut? Do you need to activate your mind?
I didn't get it.
Is there some approach to going with eyes shut? Do you still need to work with your mind or emotion?
You need to activate the mind and the feeling in all the degrees. Even when we say that we're walking without any feeling and without any intellect, this is only how we speak about it. A person cannot cut it out of him. I can't say I'm going to shut my eyes and just go with my eyes closed. Go with my eyes closed, meaning that I don't take into consideration after I see and I check it 1,000 times, as Rabash gives the example of above reason. I check and I see and I everything that I think the way it is, and eventually I take the opinion of the others eventually, and then I go above my reason.
Tov. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, the craving to receive from the host, where does it come from? From appreciating the group?
That's later. We still have no desire to receive from the host. We're not in contact with him. We're not in order to bestow to the host, let alone to receive in order to bestow. Don't jump ahead.
Yeah, it's clear to me, but we still are engaged in moving towards spiritual actions, and we need the craving to work towards the host. So where does it come from? From appreciating the group or the Creator?
The appreciation of the group and the appreciation of the Creator. One cannot, in spirituality, one cannot be greater than the other.
PT 20.
The question is from a friend about lack of quality in development. So we have different roots of the soul, but we're in the same tent, so our souls are still close. We need to develop in a way that's more or less equal now.
It's like when you're on a ship. You have a captain, you have people, sailors who work on the in the engine room, and those who work on deck and navigate by the stars, and more there are different levels of people who are there. And the same is with the group, but you need everyone, because in spirituality we need to have a complete vessel. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. Therefore, they're all important as one. If one is not doing his job, the whole 10 is not doing his job.
Good morning, Rav and friends. Rabash, at the end of his article, brings us to a request, and I'm wondering if staying in gratitude is also a kind of prayer?
This will be clarified later, if it's the same prayer or not the same prayer. Of course, everything will change many times. We haven't even gone through 1 degree in faith above reason. So we need to keep going. And day in, day out, we need to feel how step by step we are nevertheless advancing, and we are feeling where is the entrance to the spiritual reality. What does it mean exactly, spiritual reality? How do we arrange ourselves in it, and more and more?
בקשר לדרגת המלכות, השפעה, קבלה,
Bestowal, reception, all those things in me, this will become apparent. This will become apparent. 33.
Thank you, Ra. Question for my 10. How should the 10 advance with faith above reason so that many names of the Creator are revealed?
According to the 10's progress, to be more connected, and in the connection to resemble the Creator, and this entire connection is to bestow to the Creator and to keep the desire of the Creator. So it turns out that every 10 is in one intention, in one action, one deed. And if we aim ourselves at the Creator, then this goal, the Creator, that's what connects us. Not that we wish to connect between us just for nothing. We see these are just empty words, but rather the fact that we want to bestow to the Creator, to come close to Him, this awakens the upper light and it connects us. Specifically, then it connects us. And that's how we can advance. So the 10 cannot be without yearning for the Creator, because that's what makes them into 1 10. Then they can be aimed at the Creator, because then they can reveal Him. So it turns out that this tendency, this disposition of I, the group, the Creator, that places me in the 10, and the 10 advances toward the Creator.
If I understood correctly from the text, we can't change anything in ourselves. The solution is always to pray and ask of the Creator. But Kabbalists don't explain to us what it means, how to do it, meaning they expect us to know how to do it, or what, or that it will appear later on, or what, something?
Kabbalists explain to us in 1,000 places how do we need to connect, how do we need to pray to the Creator, what to ask for. You're just saying nonsense. There's no such thing that they don't explain it or we don't have it. Thousands of books were written about it. You don't know, then don't speak about Kabbalists. Speak of yourself.
I'm sorry, I'm saying about myself that I hear to pray and ask of the Creator. To me, these are spiritual words, something not in my vessels, these words. What to do? Is it correct to relate to it like that or not?
Keep going the way you are. Just understand that anything you're doing in the 10, the more you try to help wherever you can in dissemination, in building the group, that awakens the reforming light on you, and that's how you advance. And it's possible that not now, but maybe 10 years from now, you'll begin to feel changes as a result of the upper light, the reforming light, did to you. And suddenly you'll see, oh, I finally understand what it means to be in bestowal above reception, which is called faith above reason. That's how it is.
Thank you.
Brazil 2.
Sim, olá, olá, grandes amigos. É bem fácil.
Hello, dear friends. Hello, Rav.
É importante servir o Criador, mas ao mesmo tempo,
the thoughts of importance to work for the Creator, but at the same time,
como posso ajudar os amigos?
Some of the vessels don't see, some of the friends don't see that importance. How can you help the friends want to serve the Creator with all their hearts?
Only show them an example of the importance of the goal, the importance of the work. There's nothing else with which to help. The importance of the goal, the importance of our work to attain that goal.
Savon 2.
How long and how do we attain a state of spirituality?
You can attain it by caring about the entire group, my entire group, so that it will attain spirituality. And I see myself only as the activator, the one who, the catalyst of that progress. And this is the best way to care for myself. But we need to understand that it's not like I'm doing a business here. I truly work on it. I want them to advance, and I'm willing. I agree that if they should advance and not me, then I understand that that's how I'm actually advancing in spirituality. When I check myself and when I care that my friends will advance and not me, I arrange myself in the best possible way relative to faith.
Barur.
Is creating a kli and urten a natural process, or is it possible to speed up?
Is building the kli and the ten a natural process, or there's a way to accelerate it?
Bniyat kli,
building a vessel. You can accelerate it only through our work. Only through our work. The more we advance, come closer to one another, to being as one man and one heart, everything that's written about the society, the environment, it all depends on the environment. So much is written about it. And if you read them, you'll understand that all of it is written so we would develop a force of bestowal above the force of reception, or faith above reason. It's the same. Just using different words, because we're speaking of the connection between people, not between us and the Creator.
Tel Aviv 4.
Boker Tov. Rav, etmol.
Good morning. Rav, yesterday we learned in the article that if there's no suffering, there's no
deficiency, and you also spoke about suffering in the beginning of the lessons. Now, Bina, who is Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy, she has no strength to bestow, right?
What does it mean? What do you mean? She doesn't have the power to bestow. But Bina has the power to bestow. I don't understand. She suffers because she cannot bestow. And it's written about her like a cow that's full of milk, and they're not taking the milk from her.
So, how does she bestow if she has the power to bestow and she doesn't?
She must find someone who will take it from her. That's what the Creator wants. Hence, if we don't receive from Him, if we don't suckle from Him like a calf from a cow, then He's sending us various actions that will advance us towards Him. So we too would feel the suffering as a result of not receiving from Him. And those the good relationships where He wanted to pass it to us, we feel them as torments because we did not prepare ourselves to receive correctly from Him.
So the force of Bina to bestow doesn't depend on, what does it depend on? The upper one or the lower one that wants to receive?
The force of Bina to bestow is in Bina, but it depends on the lower one. Will the lower one receive from her on time or not? The Creator has the plan of creation. It is called 6,000 years. And we need to develop according to these times, or even accelerate it. And this is the meaning of Israel, accelerating or hastening the times, and accordingly we will feel it.
So she's like stuck. What does she do then?
Bina that is stuck because everything she wanted to send to us, if we were developed correctly and she can't, then all of it is felt in us as torments, as klipot, as big problems. It's all because we did not build ourselves correctly to receive all the good from her. All the bad things we feel are not because they are bad, but because we cannot receive all the good from above. Then it's felt in us as torments, as bad.
So how do we build this ability? How do we speed up this ability to receive?
The connection between us and the study and the prayer, the main thing is the prayer toward that Bina, in the direction toward that request, that Creator. We turn to them by asking them to build a vessel to bestow. And with the intention to bestow, we'll be able to activate our desires and receive in order to bestow. We'll receive from Him in order to bestow to Him.
Turki 4.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Vertically. My friend is asking, do we have to study for 5 years in order to reach spirituality? Is this a strict rule?
I don't
think the time, I didn't see that time is playing a role here, but I think that nevertheless you need time because the upper lights work both on humanity according to the axis of time and also on us according to the axis of time, but we can hasten the appearance of light, these lights over us. This, all of it depends on us, depends on the degree of the connection between us. So we have nothing to do but to ask for the connection between us in prayer to the Creator and make the efforts between us to connect. And then accordingly, the lights will influence us and will advance us.
Baron. French.
Okay, clear. French.
Question des amis d'Africa One. Lorsque nous prions le Créateur de nous élever au-dessus de notre raison, il nous envoie une aide contre. Et on doit se tourner vers le groupe pour recevoir la force d'avancer. Mais d'où vient la force du groupe que nous n'avons pas?
Question from friends from Africa One. When we ask the Creator to help us rise above reason, he sends us a helpmate against us, and then we need to turn to the group to advance. But where does the group get the strength that we don't?
Because by connecting, according to the recommendation of Kabbalists, we need to subjugate ourselves to some extent in order to connect, and then in that, according to our corporeal structure as a group, we resemble spiritual discernments, ten sfirot, that are connected together in the patsuf of the soul. Soul is the vessel that's connected in the, with the force of mutual bestowal inside, that is on the degree of binah, the degree of bestowal. Therefore, the light they receive is called the light of neshama. And that's how we need to try and do it. Meaning, try as much as possible, although we are repelling one another, each one is an individual, no one wants to be connected with the other, that's our nature. But if we do all of it in order to be connected to the Creator, since I have no choice, this is the condition. Because then I come to the Creator with the forces of bestowal, with all these concessions I'm making over myself, I'm annulling myself in order to be closer to others, and then everyone together, when we're building such a mutual concession, we can begin to approach the concept of the Creator, we can build it, build this concept between us. And so if we try to come to this structure where the Creator is made up of our efforts, then we discover Him according to the law of equivalence of form. This is the meaning of you have made me, you have built me, my sons have defeated me.
Amishpatim.
Those lines.
Rav, ta'anita lechaver sheitzrich bechozot letet zman laor leashpia.
Rav, you answered the friend that we still have to let the light time, give it time to influence us. Can I accelerate that by increasing the desire to connect?
Yes, only that.
And how can I increase the desire to connect?
Read about it. It's written. Many things are written about it. The important thing is to bestow and practice to the ten.
Thank you.
Раб, а вот хотелось бы ускорить стремление к объединению. А какой признак того, что я объединен с десяткой, как это проявляется?
I would like to speed up the yearning to connect.
Why do we hear you badly? You don't feel how I'm trying to do it with all everything I've got. You feel that you're removed from every effort.
Okay, can you hear me now? I would like to ask, what is the sign that I am connected in order to speed it up?
It means one man, one heart. To scrutinize all those things, what's written about it, try to reach it, try to show it to others, and so on and so forth. We need to work, not just wait for it to happen. And that we were simply stalling.
Rav, я про молитву. Это самое эффективное действие, как мы изучаем.
Rav, it's a question about prayer. It's the most effective action. And in preparation for the Congress, different questions come up. Now just one angle. How do we ask of the Creator from a collective action and then everyone turns to the Creator? Or we stop and think and then do it?
In both, there are good things, correct things that are beneficial to your advancement. And you need both to advance individually, one by one, then everyone together, then again everyone individually, then everyone together. And this is how you need to see the correct form of advancement, the correct style of work. Each 10 will discover its own unique form of advancement. We need to go to the second part of the lesson. Yeah, what to say, Michael?
Yes, we'll move to the next part of the lesson. We'll read selected excerpts.